enter, rejoice, and welcome to West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. I am the Reverend Tracy Springberry. I use the pronouns she and her, and I joyfully serve this very loving and kind congregation. This morning, we gather like individual drops of water to celebrate water communion. We are all the same and all different. Each of us has different yearnings and fear and pain and joys. Each of us is in different places and on different journeys. We are in Portland and Beaverton and Tigard and Lake Oswego and Woodinville and other scattered towns. We are in Oregon, Washington, and places even further. Some of us are fleeing fire and smoke. Others are housing family and friends. Some are holding beloved places in their hearts that might or might not be destroyed by fire. Others are starting school online or beginning a new job. Some are sick or just getting well. Perhaps the water drop that is you feels like it is in a peaceful pond this day, these days, coming to some acceptance of our world. Or maybe your water drop is in a storm, or frozen, or just full of ash. However you are, whoever you are welcome here in this congregation of loving people. If you are just visiting with us and learning about our congregation and would like more information on how to engage with us, please write our administrator. Her name is on the screen, her email address, or you can go to our website and get it. And you can get on our email list and get links to our coffee hour and other groups. Everyone else, I ask you to please read the announcements in your order of service, in your bulletin, that came in your email this morning about what's happening at WOOF. Being connected right now with other people matters. Very soon you'll be able to register to be in chalice circles. We have other regularly meeting groups, and I invite you to join one if you have not. We can't be together on Sunday mornings, but we can be together in other ways. So let's do that. This in that email is also a link to our coffee hour. We do joys and sorrows in coffee hour, if you've been missing that. And we talk about the service, and then we break into small groups for deeper check-ins. It's a really great way to see old friends and meet new people. And I look really forward to seeing you there. Our chalice lighting this morning is from Elizabeth Lerner McKay. As drops of rain that find each other and build to become a track, a rivulet, a stream, a river, a sea. So we are drawn together. So we are fortunate to find each other. So we are bound together on this shared passage toward an unknown ocean and eternity. Water Dance by Tom Locker. Some people say that I am one thing. Others say that I am many. Ever since the world began, I have been moving in an endless circle. Sometimes I fall from the sky. I am rain. Sometimes I cascade. I tumble down, 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 over the moss-covered rocks, through the forest shadows. I am the mountain stream. At the foot of the mountains, I leap from a stone cliff, spiraling, plunging, I am a waterfall. In the shadows of the mountain, I am still and deep. I fill and overflow. I am the lake. I wind through broad golden valleys, joined by streams, joined by creeks. I grow ever wider, broader, and deeper. I am the river. I pass through the gateway of high stone palisades, leaving the land behind. Cool silver moonlight sparkles and dances on my waves. I am the sea. Drawn upward by warm sunlight, In white, silver veils, I rise into the air. I disappear. I am the mist. In thousands of shapes, I appear high above the earth in the blue sky. I float. I drift. I am the clouds. Carried by winds from distant seas, I move, growing heavier, growing darker, returning. I am the storm front. At the wall of the mountains, I rise up as gleaming, power-filled towers in the darkened sky. I am the thunderhead. I blind the sky with lightning. The earth trembles with my thunder. I rage. I drench the mountainside. I am the storm. Storms come. Storms pass. I am countless drops of rain left floating in the silent air. I reflect all the colors of sunlight. I am the rainbow. I am one thing. I am many things. I am water. This is my dance through our world. Dear spirit of love and life, who is known by many names, it is a time of so much loss and so much grief. So many acres have burned, lives have been lost, human and animal, and so many homes. So many barns and garages, so many places, beloved places. It is a time of so much loss and grief. So let us hold ourselves gently. Let us hold others so gently, with great tenderness. For these are hard times, and there is so much pain. Let us also be thankful for the firefighters who are working with all their strength to save lives and land and homes. For all those people who have been so generous to those in need, bringing family and friends and strangers into their homes, opening land for animals, sharing trucks and equipment, feeding the hungry and homeless, and comforting the shocked. People. All kinds of people, Republicans, Democrats, men, women, trans, straight, gay, police, protesters, people can all be so loving and so good when life asks it of us. Let us pray that we will have the strength to save what is loved and to care for the suffering. Let us pray for comfort and courage for everyone through these hard times. I would like you to take a moment and say aloud the people and the places that you are holding most dearly in your hearts this morning. Our theme this month is renewal. I need renewal. I have just returned from vacation and I need renewal. It is 6 months into a pandemic. Oregon is burning. People I know are fleeing their homes. Oppressive skies push down on my body and on my spirit. Oppressive, like racism, like authoritarianism, like a society where facts about reality is not something people have in common anymore. It is too much. I want renewal, the kind of renewal that comes after a storm or a long illness or a drought, where you breathe in fresh air and life flows through you strong and vigorous, and it is so good to be alive. I want that kind of renewal. And it seems like it might be a long time in coming. Fortunately, that's not the only kind of renewal there is. Other kinds of renewal can help us through times like these. Renewal of commitment to our values. Renewal of relationships. Renewal of covenant. Renewal of passion and hope and compassion. on this Sunday, Water Communion, it is our tradition to renew our commitment to our community. We say to each other on this Sunday, I'm here. I'm here with you and for you. I am here because I want to live the values of this community. I am here because I want to help others, and I want to ask for help when I need it. We are each like a drop of water, small, wondrous, shiny, in the palm of my hand. But when we come together, we're something else entirely. A stream or a river moving, transforming ourselves and the earth over which we run. At Water Communion, we renew our commitment to our community. This year is like no other Water Communion. We do not gather physically, filling our sanctuary to overflowing, happy to renew our commitment to be at WOOF in the sanctuary, week in and week out, committed to our own growth and those of our companions. Instead, we are separate, individual drops of water in our homes, watching this service on a screen. Many of you are finding comfort and connection in this weekly ritual, in familiar words and music and faces. Others feel the flatness of the medium and wish for something richer, less like a computer or a television, wanting the nourishment of something three-dimensional, something that breathes. Well, Water Communion is so different this year. One thing is not. We need each other. We need communities of meaning and compassion. We need WOOF now more than we ever have. At this moment, my thoughts have turned, I guess naturally, towards water. Water reminds me that we are connected, no matter where we are. Water is everywhere and can go anywhere. My mother, not far from where she lives, can pour water into the Spokane River, and it will eventually flow to the Columbia. I, not far from where I live, can pour water into the Willamette River, and it will, more quickly, flow into the Columbia. They can mingle and flow together to the Pacific Ocean. Water flows from the sky into the earth and into streams and rivers and lakes and oceans. Water flows through our bodies and the bodies of every living thing, coming in, going out, and cycling into land and air and sea. It connects everything. People often say that the earth is our mother, but water is even closer, more intimate, more necessary than either mother or father. Water is so close to us that we have no name for that relationship. Water is the earth's blood, some say, pulsing, flowing, rising, falling, resting, floating, circulating, bringing with it, everywhere it goes, life. We are each mostly water. We are 70% water. Water fills every cell in our bodies and flows through our veins. It is the lubricant and solvent that makes every aspect of our body function. If the water was sucked from our cells, we would look something like a dried banana peel. Plants are filled with water. With the energy of the sun, they break the molecules in the water, hydrogen and oxygen, apart during photosynthesis. And this is part of the process that makes the sun's energy available to all living creatures. Water is not the parent of life. It did not create life. Instead, it is life, our life, the life of those we love and those with whom we share this planet. The earth is alive, and we are alive, because water flows through us and everything, connecting all of us together. I wonder if we thought of ourselves just for a moment, not as solid individuals, but simply as another vessel for water to flow through, like a stream bed. Water comes in through our mouths and skin and nose, and it becomes us, our blood, our cells, and then flows out through our pores and away in a flush of water, headed on a new adventure to a river, to the sky, to a parrot. Those droplets of water were once our cells, and then may they become rain falling on dry ground, extinguishing fire, or perhaps falling on the grateful head of someone we love. Our bodies move water from place to place like a river does, taking it in one place and releasing it somewhere else. I am flowing water. You are flowing water. Since I am conscious, I can also take water from the tap at my house or the tiny trickling stream across the street and pour it on the roots of a plant at Woof, mingling my home with this place of reverence. Water seems so ordinary, so common, so mundane, so practical. Each day we drink it, bathe in it, boil rice in it, water our gardens with it. We barely notice it. It is just there, dependable, expected, and uninteresting. It is as if the holiest person in the world lives at our house and we see nothing but our grandmother, who makes excellent meatballs. It is as if a poor family possesses a fist-sized diamond, but it is so covered in compact dirt that everyone thinks of it as an old rock that came from the homeland in Ukraine that grandfather would not part with. So it serves as a weight to keep bills on the desk. Water is sacred. It is. We are a water planet. Water is the source. It connects all of us all of the time. We are never alone when we drink water or breathe in the moisture in the air, because we are connected to all that is and all that ever was. We are connected to each other. We may feel alone in our houses, scattered across the Portland metro area, Oregon, and the United States. But that is an illusion. We are each intimately connected to everything. So I want you to take a moment and look at the water in the glass that you have with you. See how liquid it is. Can you make it slosh gently in the glass? Take a deep breath in through your nose and let it out slowly through your mouth. Feel your body as a container of water. You are almost entirely water. Feel that. Take another breath and let it out through your mouth. Imagine a body of water that you love, a lake, a stream, a river, the ocean. Take in another breath and release it. Imagine water flowing everywhere in plants, people, animals, in streams, or as rain. Imagine water cycling through the world as part of those you love. Imagine the water flowing through them. As part of the magnificent firs outside of Woof. As part of all the people from this community that you miss seeing. At Water Communion, we renew our commitment to the WWOF community. So let's do that today by drinking deeply from the glass of water before you. Our closing words were adapted from the Reverend Cale Rice. It starts with a drop, then a trickle, a burble, a rush of water bubbling towards its destination, and finally the wide, endless sea. All rivers run to the sea. Today you have shared in this community. May your hearts be filled with hope for new beginnings, a fresh start for this community, where rivers of tears may be shed, where dry souls are watered, where your joy bubbles, where your life cup overflows, where deep in your spirit you have found in this place a home. All rivers run to the sea. We will now extinguish our chalice until we meet again, but it does not go out. As long as we carry its flame in our hearts, the light of Unitarian Universalism warms and brightens the world.